Hello.
Good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling for an opinion research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Karen Adams?
You've got her.
Thank you so much. And do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of
Levine
Park, and west of 27th Avenue and east of the Gila River Indian Community.
Right.
Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, it's clear. I live here in Levine.
Thank you very much. And may I know, in what year were you born?
57.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino?
White.
Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very, very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Levine. First one, better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. Next one, more dining and entertainment options.
5.
Thank you. Next one, more affordable housing options to rent or buy.
4.
Thank you. Next one, more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
4.
Thank you. Next one, more good paying jobs.
5.
Next one, better public transportation options.
5.
And last one, more parks and recreational opportunities.
3.
Thank you very much. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retire, a student, or a home?
Retired.
Thank you. And thinking about businesses in your area, where you said that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Levine.
Too few. Too few.
Thank you. And we said that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Levine.
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levine.
Okay.
First one, we'd like to see more dollar stores in discount change in Levine?
No.
Thank you. How about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Yes.
And would that be strongly or somewhat want to see more?
Strongly. Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
Strongly. Yes.
Thank you. Next one, home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And last one, doctor's offices and hospitals.
Oh, strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, we're wrapping this up now. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses will you most like to see more in Laveen?
I would like to see a Target, a Costco. I'd like to see chain restaurants, not fast food. Everything that's being built out here is fast food. I'd like an Olive Garden. I'd like, you know, Texas Roadhouse, a nice mid-price restaurant to be able to go out to dinner with my family. All we have is fast food joints or Applebee's and Denny's, and I wouldn't call those a restaurant.
Okay. Thank you very much. All right.
And I think we're getting a movie theater. I think that would be a good idea.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not a problem?
Slight problem.
Thank you.
Slight problem. I don't think our homes are worth as much as in other parts of Phoenix.
Thank you. And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate, slight problem, or not a problem at all?
Slight.
Thank you so much. Now, still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Laveen. First, would you like to see more multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums in Laveen?
Condominiums, not apartments.
Okay. So would that be a yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat, I guess.
Thank you. Would you like to see more single family detached homes in Laveen?
Yes.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about would you like to see more town houses or attached homes in Laveen?
Strongly.
Thank you. And last one, housing options for seniors.
Strongly.
Thank you very much. We're almost done here now. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience. How long have you lived in Phoenix, ma'am?
I've lived in Phoenix, how old am I? 64 and a half years.
Okay, thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home,
yes,
or are
I
you
do.
Living?
Owner.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is repurpose or replace empty stores in commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Oh, I guess I favor it. I don't
favor.
Think there's that many abandoned buildings.
And would that be strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address
I
housing?
I favor it.
Okay.
I favor it.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, or triplexes. Do you favor or oppose that as a way to address housing?
I favor somewhat.
Thank you. Next one, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Do you favor or oppose?
I don't know of any empty parking lots.
Okay. Thank you. Next one is change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments in condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you favor or oppose?
I'm in favor.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And last one says, change zoning laws to allow for the construction for more apartment buildings.
I oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you very much. Now, finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
2 years of college.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000
to... That one for me. That's me.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Darren.
Thank you very much. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
No opinion. I can't give an opinion on anything.
Well, I just read that verbatim, ma'am. That's pretty much what it is.
Well, I think how can we improve Levine would be a lot better question at the end.
Okay. I will pass that feedback, ma'am.
Get rid of all the damn homeless people that are tearing down our property values at 51st Avenue and Baseline. They live on all four corners, and no one wants to shop at Safeway, Fry's, CVS, or Walgreens because they're all hanging around and they're scary people.
Okay.
They're druggies, and they're living in my neighborhood that's a nice neighborhood, and they're tearing it down with their presence. We don't need druggies living on the street corners.
Okay. Understood. Thank you so much for the feedback.
Okay. I hope that goes somewhere.
Yes. Thank you for your time. Have a good evening.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.